T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But on the line with us right now, as soon as something really big happens in the city, the first columnist I want to hear from, Marcus Hayes, he had a column up within an hour of the announcement of Nick Sirianni as the new Eagles head coach, and he is on the line right now from theinquirer.com. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, everybody. How you doing this morning?
All right, Marcus, reaction, Nick Sirianni, new Eagles coach. Shock, surprise, how you feeling?
Disappointed. You know, I was a big Josh McDaniels guy. I think that if you're going to rehabilitate Carson Wentz and keep the locker room, you bring the guy in who has the best resume. And this guy had the best resume. I mean, it's time to clean house. He's the force of personality who can clean house. So I was disappointed for Eagles fans. I think that they got a good head coaching candidate. We don't know how he's going to really do anything. You know, and the difference between Nick Sirianni and other people, the people who preceded him, Andy Reid was a stone-cold leader when he hit the ground in Philadelphia and would have been a coordinator had Mike Holmgren not blocked him. Doug Peterson has been on Super Bowl-winning teams. You know, but Doug Peterson was an NFL lifer before he got here, and not for nothing, he'd been a high school coach, a head coach, even though it was high school. And Chip Kelly's been a head coach at a national championship contender. So this is by far, as much as your first guest, Mike Lombardi, disparaged Doug, this is by far the least qualified candidate that they've ever hired.
Wow. All right, so Marcus, why did they hire him?
Well, there are lots of reasons. The chief one being they're comfortable with him. They're comfortable with him being a smart, young, white guy. And they don't really care how that affects the rest of the environment because they believe that he will sort of fall into line and align with them. Them being Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, and Howie Roseman, the general manager. Because their fingers will never be out of this pie again.
Well, obviously the word white guy has raised our attention a little bit. Are you saying that race had anything to do with the decision to bring him in over Deuce Staley?
Look, Jeffrey Lurie is a pretty progressive person.
Yes.
But Jeffrey Lurie and 31 other owners blackballed Colin Kaepernick and got sued for it and lost. Okay, let's not mince words here. It's great that Jeffrey Lurie hired Ray Rhodes and Emmett Thomas 26 years ago. But, you know, what have you done for me lately?
Help me to understand Deuce. Would you do that for me, Marcus? You understand the inner workings of the team. Four times they interview him, four times they rejected him. What is it about him that bothers them that they won't give him a chance?
The interviews aren't interviews. You don't need to interview a guy that you went to, whose English teacher in high school and English teacher in community college you interviewed before you drafted him. There's nothing about Deuce Staley you don't know. The interviews were shams. They've always been shams. They've been, of all the things they've done with and to people in their organization, pretending to be interested in Deuce is the most duplicitous behavior they've ever conducted. And you ask Ray Rhodes, Mike Lombardi, Brian Broaddus, John Wooten, you ask those guys, saying that that's the most duplicitous is saying something.
All right, but Marcus, what is it about Deuce that makes them not want to promote him?
They don't think he's a very good coach. They don't think he'll be a head coach. And they're scared of him. They're terrified of him. the way that you were scared of Ray Rhodes.
Right, hold on a minute. They're scared of him because he'll tell them his honest feelings? Is that what
he'll
it is?
Tell him, he'll tell them his honest feelings, and then he'll tell them their honest feelings.
Wow.
Right. Deuce Daly does not, he does not half-step. You know, he does not. Deuce Daly doesn't want to work for somebody who doesn't want to hear the truth. And very few people in this business and in this country want to hear the truth.
Then why has he worked here all these years?
Because he's really good. And Jeffrey likes him. You know, that's the big thing. When, I think it was 2008, 2009, 2010, Mike Zordich, Doug Peterson, and Deuce Daly were all like, you know, quality control, you know, assistant to assistant coaches. And I thought Mike Zordich was going to be by far the best of the coaches. Considering what he does and the degree of effectiveness that he has, Deuce Daly, even more so than Doug Peterson, has been the best coach, and I was astonished. I should not have been, because Deuce Daly, as a player, made himself into the absolute best player he could be. When Doug Peterson and Andy Reid came here in 1999, it wasn't Doug Peterson who taught the team the offense. It wasn't really Andy Reid who taught the team the offense. And it wasn't Rod Dalhauer. Deuce Daly would actively correct Donovan McNabb, the receivers. I think it was, I can't remember the receivers back then. But he would actively correct his teammates at practice and in training camp when it came to, like, alignment issues. As a running back, Deuce Daly has always had a massive football IQ. But he's not diplomatic, and he's not, I guess he doesn't, quote-unquote, interview well.
Marcus, how do the players feel about Deuce Daly?
Well, outside of Carson Wentz,
yeah,
they love him.
All right, hold
on. I mean, it's just that simple. The Carson Wentz, Jeffrey Lurie, and Howie Roseman have a lot of things in common. Chief among them is they don't like to be told the truth. They just don't like it. They don't like to be told they're wrong. They don't like to be told there's a better way to do things. Most football players crave the truth. Keith is there, I believe, today. Keith will tell you he'd rather have a coach tell him ugly truths than blow smoke, because a coach that tells you ugly truths helps you get better. You get better, you win more, you get better, you get paid more.
Well, then you
NFL players want the ugly truth.
Mark, then you got a division in the locker room. Right?
I mean, okay. Well, I will say this.
Yeah.
You have an incredibly high character locker room.
Okay.
Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelsey, Dallas Goedert, I think, is a pretty high character guy. Jalen Hurts, spectacularly high character guy. Fletcher Cox, pretty good guy. You know? So Rodney McLeod's a very high character guy. I think they'll give him a month. They'll give him training camp, and they'll give him September. And they'll know if he's the real deal. They can be 0-3 or 0-4 coming out of September, but if he's the real deal, because they have such high character and because they're not petty and resentful, they'll give him a month.
Marcus, I never delve into this, but I would be remiss if I didn't today. Wentz over Hurts, Sirianni over Staley. Do the Eagles right now have a racial issue?
Not with Wentz over Hurts. I'm Wentz over Hurts.
Okay.
I'm black.
All right.
I mean, I saw Carson Wentz do incredible MVP-level stuff and make incredible MVP decisions and do it in the pocket. Carson Wentz is – there's something there. There's, you know, if Carson Wentz had an elbow or a shoulder issue, I would be like, okay, well, it is what it is. But Carson Wentz can still be a quarterback. I like Jalen Hurts as well. I think they're a great spot. You know, as long as Carson Wentz allows himself to be coached and isn't intimidated by the presence of Jalen Hurts. And when it comes to coaching and their front office, though, I think they have a blind spot that begins and ends with Howie Roseman. And Howie Roseman, I don't think he's infatuated by, you know, white guys. I think he's infatuated by the next top guy. I think he's infatuated by, you know, we're going to be the smartest guy in the room. You see it in the draft. You see it with them stashing draft picks. You know, drafting Sidney Jones and Andre Dillard and Jalen Hurts in the first or second round so they can have them next year, even as their team has huge deficits all over the roster. That's the level of arrogance that Howie has. And, you know, I think it's the NFL problem, the NFL's problem more than anything else, that the next hot guy is seldom a black guy. It might be Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator from the Kansas City Chiefs this year. Andy Reid is probably the most powerful guy in the NFL right now, considering Bill Belichick can't get Josh McDaniels hired. So his endorsement of Eric Bieniemy might get him the job in Houston, which would be ironic considering the owner in Houston.
I got one more, Marcus. The smartest guy in the room thing is intriguing to me. Is that what the hiring of Nick Sirianni was too, since no one else even interviewed him? Are the Eagles once again saying we know more than everybody else?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's who they are, and that's what they've done several times. But honestly, in this instance, they might be. The hiring of Andy Reid was seen as a surprise. Jim Haslett was supposed to get the job. He was the safe pick. Tom Modrak knew him. Tom Modrak was the GM at the time, knew him from Pittsburgh. And he made more sense than Andy Reid. Andy Reid won 130 games, went to five NFC championships. The hiring of Doug Peterson, which we all know was a, you know, the safety school hire, was a good hire. It was, and he was the right guy to follow Chip Kelly at the time. I mean, Ray Rhodes was a good hire. They're scared of getting another Ray Rhodes. That's why, you know, I think that's why you don't have a Todd Bowles or a Deuce Daly in this mix. But, you know, they did hire him and Emmett Thomas, who's incredibly difficult to deal with. You know, Hall of Fame player and a really, really good defensive coordinator, but hard to deal with. And I don't think they want that again. You know, all of the stories about Jeffrey and Joe Banner being hard to work with and being meddlesome, those all blossomed when Ray and Emmett were there because they were true, and Ray and Emmett would tell you.
Wow. You know what? There's an irony to this whole conversation, Marcus. You're also one of these guys that'll tell you the truth whether you want to hear it or not. Am I right?
You are right.
So you know what? That makes you an expert on this topic. Marcus Hayes, read him every day. Marcus, you're great. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.